This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hour two of the Lake Show. We will get back to Charlie Kirk and some political conversation with Aaron Rupar from Public Notice Newsletter coming up in about 30 minutes. But I did want to get to a sports item that was announced earlier today with the NBA. And to me, It just has to do with sometimes in sports, man, we are focused on the wrong thing. Shams Charania from ESPN, who has replaced Woj. I miss Woj. I liked Woj. Woj was good. I love the Woj bombs. Shams, I think it's Shams, he tweeted this morning, and it was actually two tweets, because he tweeted and then he quote tweeted the previous tweet. The NBA will implement a new change for the 2025-26 season. Unsuccessful end of period heaves will now be recorded as a missed field goal attempt for the team, not the player, sources tell ESPN. Those long heaves will no longer impact an individual player's percentages. That was the initial tweet. Then the retweet, or the quote tweet, he said he would follow up with saying, so expect even more long-range shots from players this season, which is behind motivation of the change and the league testing it at Summer League in July. The competition committee has been in support of the adjustment in recent months, too. So just so you guys are kind of aware of what this is and what this is about. So at the end of quarters, first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, whatever, end of a game, you will see guys fling up a half-court shot or throw up a full-court shot to see if they could get a basket to cut into a deficit or whatever, right, to get extra points. But over the course of the last – like 6 or 7 years, less guys have taken those shots because if they take that long distance shot or that, you know, a bad shot, it would lower their field goal percentage. Okay? And so now what the NBA is doing is they're saying we're not going to record it as an individual player field goal attempt. We're going to use it as a missed field goal attempt for the team. So if you're Kevin Durant and they inbound the ball to you and it's like, you know, 1 second left and you heave it, that's not going to individually negatively impact you in your shooting percentage. Okay? I have a problem with this. Okay? This is the problem that I have with it. Why do we care about long distance shots at the end of a quarter so much. You know what we should care about? Winning. It's about winning. You mean to tell me that NBA players, they're so caught up in the field goal percentage? That should be the last thing you're thinking about. When they're inbounding the ball, get up a shot to see if you can score. But you not wanting to shoot because your field goal percentage? To me, this is just ridiculous to me. It is. It's embarrassing that players have gotten to this point, and the NBA's caved in a way. Would they have said, you know what, you're right. It shouldn't affect your field goal percentage. So let me ask this question. I think it's ridiculous.
It is so stupid.
Because it's selfish. That's what it is. It's selfish. It should be about the team. It should be about the team. And you wanting to cut into a deficit. But now it's all about my field goal percentage. Let me ask this question. If they throw it up and they make it,
yep.
Who gets the credit? Who gets the credit then? I think the player gets the credit. So the player gets the credit for a heave, but now if they don't make it, then it falls on the team. This is embarrassing, dude. NBA, do better. Do better. Focus on the right thing. The right thing is winning. The wrong thing is all this stuff about field goal percentage. If you gave a damn, you'd have more guys trying to shoot mid-range shots as opposed to three-pointers.
We have players in every sport that are influenced by their agents because of contracts. Everything is about getting the bag. Everything is about their brand and money and every little stat and arbitration that matters. Every little bit. It is ridiculous. If you put up a shot, your field goal percentage is going to go from 384 to 384, right? Like, is it really going to matter when you're talking about a tenth of a percentage?
So
over the course of think about how many shots a guy like Steph Curry will put up, or an Anthony Edwards or whoever. Think about Luka Doncic. Think about all the shots that they put up. And you mean to tell me a half quarter, three quarter heave at the end of a quarter is going to make a big difference? It's a team stat, an individual stat. It should be. This is so ridiculously minuscule.
It's embarrassing to me. The embarrassing part about this is not so much that
everything's going to turn into NBA Jam.
Not that the NBA necessarily they just caved on this. But it's an indictment on the players. Like, why do you care so much about your damn field goal position? I get it, man. We talk about contracts and we talk about money. But, like, don't you want to win? Like, be more focused on winning. And by the way, the amount of money that you're going to make less if you miss one or two of these or whatever, you're making so much money, you're not going to miss out on any dollars. That's just not going to happen. Anthony Edwards is not going to make one less dollar because he's throwing up heaves at the end of quarters than he would otherwise. It's just dumb.
It is so ridiculous that the NBA, like you said, it is caved, but we hear about players who are now talking to their agents and making, well, I'm not going to play here because of a business decision. Or, you know what? Well, we hear about baseball players when you know, an error is, you know, it should be a base hitter scored an error or vice versa. You're like, well, that affects my batting average. That affects my bargaining power when I go for my next contract. You know, my average might dip from 300 down to 299. That's a magic number. And maybe for some players, it's a much bigger deal. But anything that is a team stat, there should be an individual stat attached to it. Because to me, nothing can be a team stat if it isn't an individual stat first, because players are playing a team game. It's almost like five pieces of the players equals one team. That's, to me, it's simple math, but maybe as, you know, as the kids say, the math isn't mathing right now.
It bugs me to no end to know that right now in the NBA, this is what we're focused in on. Why are we focused in on all this crap? Like, come on, people. Let's do better, guys. Seriously, this is the last thing they should be really concerned with.
And on a scale of 1 to 10, in the whole scheme of things that could be happening with the NBA, this is like a 0.3. I'm sorry. It should actually be a 1. I'm sorry. I need to round up because that 1 matters, right? Not the 0.3. If we're talking about numbers, I can't, you know, have a decimal. I don't want to be a decimal guy. It really is insane. I mean, talk about the flopping, right? Talk about other things that could enhance the game. Nobody gives a rat's patootie about a field. When I'm looking at a box score, if a team is 0 for 2 or 0 for 3 throwing the ball from half court, I don't care. Like,
imagine at the end of the
third. It's not going to make a difference.
Imagine at the end of the third quarter, it's 2 seconds left,
mm-hmm.
and you're inbounding it in the backcourt, and the player knows that the game is tied. You mean to tell me they're not going to fling it from full court just because of percentage? My field goal percentage. That should be the last thing running through your head. The first thing that should be running through your head is, I want to win the game.
Yeah, well, see, that's...
Herm Edwards, we play to win the game.
You play to make the money. You know, it's like Anthony Rendon, the former third baseman from the Angels. He's like, I don't like playing baseball, but it pays me a lot of money. I'm sure there are people that are out there that I don't care about winning.
Who was that had the quote? They were like, baseball been very, very good to me.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Who was that?
I can't remember who it was, but it just. Oh,
yes, baseball man. Been very, very good to me.
Been very, very good to me. You're looking it up right now, huh? I just think it's ridiculous. It really is. From the 612, Vegas has a big say in all this. Sports betting is changing modern sports. You're probably on to something with that. Up in the 507, do NBA players really care about stats that much? Wow, so much for team basketball. Yeah, they do. They're told this from their agents and stuff like that. Did you find the quote?
I did. It's from, I believe it's actually from Garrett Morris.
Oh,
when he was doing a skit on SNL.
A skit on SNL.
Yeah, a skit on
baseball
SNL.
Been very, very good to me.
They actually have it here quoted. Baseball been very, very good to me. Garrett Morris. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. All right, 651-461-9226. We've got the bite of the night. That's next year on The Lake Show. All right, tonight's bite of the night originates from the network CNN. And Abby Phillips, I think she does a really good job on her show. And I know that there are certain people that we disagree with. Scott Jennings is definitely one of them. He just spews so much nonsense. It's ridiculous. But anyway, he's part of I guess they have roundtables and they'll talk through topics and stuff like that, whatever. And this is not about Scott Jennings because he wasn't part of this the other night. But there was a guest on the show, Arthur Adela. He is the criminal defense attorney for Maxwell. She is, and he also was the former defense attorney
for Jeffrey Epstein.
For Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
So he's there. Defense attorneys.
He's got his fingerprints in it.
So he was on the show, and he's talking about kind of like the back and forth between the government and them talking to Miss Maxwell, and he brings up and admits on camera for the world to see that there was a quid pro quo. So which... I think people were a little bit surprised. I think we're all a little bit surprised by it. Tactically, the way that he talks about it is interesting. Is anybody out there dumb enough to think that whenever you're talking about indictments and jail time and trying to reduce jail time, that there's not going to be, like, you know, with plea deals and give and take and all of that stuff?
There's always something. It's transactional. Transactional.
But this is him speaking to that point when he's asked the question by Abby, and I think it's included in here, about the Deputy Attorney General meeting with her. And shortly thereafter, she was, like, transferred from one prison to another, which Typically, that doesn't happen in that way, but this is their conversation.
Arthur, just a second.
He just knew him?
Arthur, the Deputy Attorney General met with Ghislaine, and then she shortly thereafter moved to a Kushida prison.
Yes.
Why?
Well, there are things I'm not allowed to talk about, right? So there are things I can't talk about.
Okay, but let's just
obviously
pause
I can talk in generalities.
Let's just pause.
When anybody who's represented by a lawyer who knows what they're doing goes in and meets with the government, there's always a quid pro quo. You don't just take your client in and say, let me talk to you about something. They wanted information from, hypothetically, anytime the government wants an information from a citizen, the citizen says, well, I have a right to remain silent. If you want me to give up that right, I need something in return. Usually it's a plea bargain. So, usually your charges are going to be lowered and your exposure. Why are you laughing? I've done that for 35 years.
You just admitted to a quid pro quo with that.
Would
this have happened before or after the interview? Would they have said to her, we're going to do this interview, and in exchange for it, you're going to go to this other prison?
The truth is, Abigail, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
I don't know the answer to that question.
I don't have knowledge of when that decision was made. But usually for me, because I did not walk Ghislaine into that particular proceeding, but before I go in and meet a prosecutor with my client, I say, fine, she'll come in and tell you Van also was involved. But before she points the finger at Van, I want some assurance from you that she's going to get a benefit.
For the record, there's nothing Van has been implicated.
All right, so he just on camera for the world to see. He admitted that our government has moved Ghislaine Maxwell to a better situation prison-wise because of what she has, what she can say.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm surprised he said that on national TV. I am.
That is the... If you look up saying the quiet part out loud,
that is it. That's it. Yep.
That is exactly. I mean, we knew that's what it was. Again, transactional. Everything is transactional. You know, this is such a unique situation that we can predict every step. You know, like what the attorney was saying. When you see it play out, was not at all shocking. And I applaud him for coming out and being frank and saying, hey, if she's going to do this, well, yeah, then we need something from. I think that's what any good lawyer would do is say, okay, yeah, she's going to give you something, but what do we get in return? It's everything in life is transactional. I think if you really think about it, I kind of appreciate him just being point blank. And he's like, this is how it works. This is how it always worked. You know, let's not be under some false pretense to think that this is all rainbows and puppies and kittens. No, it's a tit for tat. You know, it's a give and take.
Yeah, this is just super like, dude, I look at this and I'm like, you just said it perfectly. I can't say any better than what you just said it. He said the quiet part out loud.
Yeah.
Literally, another panelist is like, whoa, you just admitted to a quid pro quo.
Yeah.
Quo.
Whoa. Quid pro. Whoa. You know?
Whoa.
Man. Joey Lawrence. Whoa. Nah, I can't even do that. I mean, listen, this is just where we're at. You look at it and you're like, but I hear that cut and I'm like, okay, yeah, it's not that big of a deal because the thing is, it's already happened. If they were talking about it going to happen, then I'd be like, whoa, hold on. What are we talking about? The very fact that Ghislaine Maxwell talked to this attorney, Todd Blanche, talked to him and was like, okay, we're going to give you all the, you know, we're going to tell you everything except for the things that we're not going to tell you that may hurt my case to be able to get transferred. If that was something that was in the future, I'd be like, wait a minute, this is a little shady. Because you're giving us the timeline of what you're going to do, but it's already happened. So it's like, we know that's exactly what happened. You admitted to us what you just did. So to me, I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not surprised at all.
Yeah. All right. 651-461-9226. This is breaking news. Law enforcement back at square one in search for Charlie Kirk's shooting suspect?
Well, I saw that there was a manhunt that was currently underway, but then what happened to the person of interest that they were talking to?
They say the subject in custody has been released after interrogation by law enforcement, so they don't have the right person.
So the person of interest, like you said, released after
interrogation. I'm not going to get into conspiracy theories, but I think there's going to be a lot of conspiracy theories about this if they don't find who it was that did it. I'm dead serious.
Oh, and if they don't do it right away.
I'm telling you this, we already see it coming, but I'm not going to go there. They need to find the perpetrator. They got to get to the bottom of this. They got to get to the bottom of this because you can already see the play is coming with conspiracy theory after conspiracy theory, and I don't want that to be the case.
The longer it goes, the more that's going to stir up.
Let's talk to Aaron Rupar from Public Notice. He joins us next here on The Lake Show. Happy to have Aaron Rupar back on the show here on the Good Neighbor News Talk, 830 WCCO from Public Notice Newsletter. He's joining us on the John Chusicole Banker Hotline. And it's an extremely sad day. Clearly, it's the news of the day with regards to the political assassination of Charlie Kirk, or the assassination, I'll call it, of Charlie Kirk at Utah Valley College in Utah. And it's just, you know, when I think of the state of affairs, Aaron, in our country and of the world today, man, we're dealing with a lot. And we can talk about the Annunciation and the school shootings. There was a school shooting actually today that people aren't really even talking about. It's kind of swept under the rug. We had the political assassination of the Hortmans. And now we get to this today of the super popular conservative commentator, Charlie Kirk, at the age of 31. I guess just a simple, I mean, what's been your reaction? What? Because I know that you know, you do this for a living. You look at, you know, what's being said on social media, interviews, politicians speaking and giving stances, this, that, the other, whatever. My official stance has been this is a sad day for our country, regardless of whether you like Charlie Kirk or you loved him or whatever. This is a gentleman that had a right to speak his mind. He had a family. He had kids. And he should still be here. A very unfortunate yet another tragic day in the United States of America.
Yeah, I'm with you. And my abiding emotion is just kind of shock and dismay over this. You know, I started, like other people, kind of getting tips right as the videos were circulating. And, you know, I heard that he was shot and I pulled up social media and, you know, the horrible video, which I don't recommend anybody watch, was one of the first things I saw when I pulled up Twitter. And, you know, I can't really think of anything quite like this in terms of such an influential voice in a political movement getting gunned down. You could talk about obviously the Melissa Hortman situation, which was horrible, but Kirk, you know, is this national figure who I think really was probably the most influential young voice in all of the MAGA movement. And, you know, that's not to say that I didn't disagree with almost everything that he stood for. And, you know, of course, in recent days, he had been kind of pushing a lot of propaganda about the assassination the murder, I should say, on that train in Charlotte, and kind of using that to demagogue crime. You know, and as he was killed just before the shot rang out, he was trying to blame mass shootings on trans people. And, you know, I find all that stuff reprehensible. But as you said, Henry, I mean, this is someone who was 31 years old with a wife and two young children. And ultimately, you know, I think that when we kind of compete in the political arena with our ideas and try to win elections, this is the exact sort of thing that we want to prevent happening in our society. We want our society to be a safe place for people to express viewpoints and, you know, have them reach their intended audiences. And then you kind of fight it out at the ballot box and you go through the civil process without violence. And so, you know, I think it's a really ominous sign for political speech in our country. You know, I'd certainly be concerned if, you know, I was an influencer like he is and had kind of public events where you're out in front of people. I mean, I think that's going to be something people are going to be worried about for a while now. And mainly, I just feel like you said, and like I mentioned earlier, I mean, my heart really goes out to his wife and kids. And, you know, clearly, I disagreed with most everything that he stood for. But you can tell that a lot of people are deeply affected and cared for him. And so on that level, it's obviously a human tragedy.
No question about it. I didn't like anything about his stances, his ideas, his whole entire ideology. I wasn't a fan of. But at the end of the day, that's his That's his stance. I have my stance. He has his opinion. I have my opinion. And we just disagree on things. But this is a very, very unfortunate day for all Americans. But with all that being said, can we lower the temperature for violence in this country? Because I feel like right now, it clearly we need to, but I'm not sure that we're capable of doing it. And some of that is just because we need a leader. Whoever that leader is, you would hope that it will be the president of the United States. I'm not sure that we have that person that can lower the temperature right now.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I was heartened by the comments that were made by the governor of Utah, Spencer Cox, where he brought up immediately, he said, you know, our nation is broken. A couple months ago, we had assassinations in Minnesota, and we had an attempted assassination on the governor of Pennsylvania. And last year, we had an attempted assassination of the current president. And, you know, I think it's correct to kind of put that in that broader context, that it's not just a, you know, that really it's kind of, I mean, I think certainly the worst offenders in terms of political rhetoric that incites violence are Trump and the Trump movement. I mean, I don't think that's really disputable at this point. But, you know, that being said, I mean, no one should have to fear for their life when they're out there talking about politics, even if you're someone like Charlie Kirk, who pushed a lot of divisive views. But I think we also need to kind of wait and see. We, you know, we don't know who did this. We don't know what the motive was. So I'm a little hesitant to jump to too many conclusions. But, you know, I think that you're right when you kind of express skepticism that we're capable of solving this right now. I mean, you know, when you have a president who, you know, is divisive on the daily like Trump is, and, you know, his entire politics is divide and conquer. Now, I will say the first couple of posts that he put up on this have been kind of within the realm of sanity, you know, just saying that, paying tribute to Charlie Kirk and talking about how terrible this makes him feel and how much he admired him. I mean, that's all normal stuff. So, you know, I don't want to jump to conclusions. We'll see how he responds. And I think a lot of that will, of course, depend on what we come to find out about who did this and what motivated them to do it.
Yeah, we're talking to Aaron Rupar from the Public Notice Newsletter here on The Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. I do want to bring up something, and you kind of vaguely mentioned it, but I want to go a little bit deeper because I'm just so curious about, like, over time, we just ultimately we change our ways, right? And so many, many years ago, we changed with the motorcades after John F. Kennedy was shot and killed, okay? And after JFK, you don't see that, right? You're not going to be in a drop top just driving around, whatever, with the, you know, the president of the United States of America and the first lady. But the shooter on the roof type of deal, like, I don't know. Did you see the video that's been circulating with regards to today? Not we're not talking about Pennsylvania, because Pennsylvania, that happened with the whole Trump thing. But my question is I'm not sure, like, what the heck is going on. And I know that he doesn't have Charlie Kirk doesn't have the type of detail and security that, you know, a president would have. But at the end of the day, I'm a little bit surprised that we're not having tighter security at college campuses and at political rallies, or however you want to describe them, because it's just weird to me that this continues to be a thing. I like that to see today that video where a couple of guys are like, hold on, do you see that guy over there on that roof? Look at him. That's scary as heck to me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah, for sure. You know, a couple things on that. One is that, you know, it sounds like Charlie Kirk did have a private security team that followed him to and from these events. So clearly there was some sort of failure there. And, you know, in terms of the mechanics of this, again, there's a lot we still don't know, but it does seem like it was kind of similar to Butler in terms of someone being on the roof and taking a long distance shot at someone. The second thing is, though, I mean, I don't know if you saw this video last night of Trump going out to dinner in D.C., and there were protesters from Code Pink who got up like right next to him and were calling him Hitler, and they're chanting. It's actually kind of a captivating video because Trump, you know, kind of brusquely starts demanding that they get kicked out of the restaurant. But, you know, the thing that brought to mind even last night before this Charlie Kirk news was kind of shock that people could get that close to Trump in a restaurant. I mean, you know, you could imagine what could happen because clearly these people weren't, at least I'm presuming that they weren't vetted. I mean, they must have somehow gotten in this restaurant and, you know, maybe they did have like a metal detector or some way to screen for weapons. But I guess the point simply being that even in this like highly, you know, security minded age that we're in and all the measures that are taking place to protect presidents and even someone like Charlie Kirk, who certainly knows when he shows up to a college campus, even in a very red place like Utah, that there are going to be a lot of people who are angry about that, who, you know, might want to do something like what happened today to him. And that's obviously the reason he had a security team. Even in this age, you know, people still can find opportunities to do something terrible. So I don't think that, you know, more and more security is the solution. I mean, ultimately, we have a gun problem in this country. But, you know, based on what we have learned about this Kirk shooting, I mean, this wasn't, doesn't seem like this was like an AR-15 type, you know, just fire 100 rounds in a few seconds sort of thing. I mean, it seems like this was probably someone who was trained, given that they shot Kirk from a long distance with one shot. So, you know, I guess, unfortunately, it's, you know, probably a combination of the guns, the security failure. And then, of course, we talked earlier with the political rhetoric and how this kind of radicalizes people.
Yeah, there's just so much, man. Like, I know that this is the news of the day, but there's so much that's going on. And it's kind of insane that we live in a world where this happens today. We've got another school shooting that took place. We've got the everybody's breaking down the signature of Donald Trump because clearly as a friend of Jeffrey Epstein, he says that he didn't send him, you know, this or he didn't sign this card or whatever it is. And we all know that most likely he did because they were close. And then like there's this, it's this one thing after another, you know, him talking about which was. And I agree with you 100% because you noted the true social post that he had about going into Chicago. Like, that sickened me. To basically equate going into Chicago as kind of like a war-type deal, I just – that bothers me. So, like, right now, all of the leadership and the politicians in Chicago and in Illinois have stated, look, you know, just leave us be. We are going to do the best that we can with regards to crime and crime rates and stuff in and outside of Chicago. But it sounds as though Trump is targeting Chicago to be kind of that next city.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I think, you know, the Kirk news kind of pushed us off the headlines today. But Trump had said today he was going to make an announcement about the next city that he intends to deploy troops to. And it actually sounded like it might be New Orleans. There's a lot of speculation about that because he mentioned a governor who was excited about it, but maybe a mayor who wasn't. And obviously Chicago does not have a governor who would be excited about that with J.D. Pritzker. So, I mean, I think actually, you know, one of the lessons of the Chicago thing is that, you know, Trump seemed very gung-ho on deploying the troops there. But, you know, between Pritzker and the mayor, Brandon Johnson of Chicago, and some of the kind of Chicago influencers online, I mean, it does seem, you know, maybe some of the protests that happened there, that Trump got a little spooked and maybe thought that could go poorly for him, you know, politically or in terms of, you know, something happening on the streets or both possibly. So I do think, you know, there maybe is a little bit of a silver lining to take from that one where, you know, kind of concerted opposition can still kind of get him to stand down a little bit. And obviously it would feel, you know, for the residents of New Orleans if Trump went that route. But, you know, again, that seems like kind of a climb down because there you can say, well, you know, the governor who controls the Louisiana National Guard wants me to do this. It's not like a situation in Chicago where it'd be kind of an invasion and occupation.
Yeah, 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 I'm with you, man. Well, Aaron, A., it's always a pleasure to have you on the show, man. Just it's some tough times, man. We're all dealing with a lot. The Annunciation, you know, shooting. We're still dealing with that tragedy. We're still dealing with the Hortman assassinations. To know that they are no longer with us. It's just been a heavy year, man. And everything that's happening right now politically, it's not like things are positive right now.
Yeah, and Henry, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but my kids go to Annunciation. So that obviously hit very close to home. And that was part of, you know, I've talked about this on some other media hits that I've done locally and then nationally.
I did not know that, man.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was actually, you know, another added element processing this today was like, man, you know, the gun problem that we have. It actually kind of caused me, you know, just kind of the shock of going through that to view these a little bit differently where, you know, kind of the rush to make them political, like immediately before we even really know what happened. You know, kind of hits wrong because I remember being in that spot just a couple of weeks ago and I didn't know what had happened with my kids. And like, there's just kind of a human element to this that I think sometimes gets glossed over. And that's why with a guy, even like Kirk, who, you know, I thought a lot of what he stood for was really dangerous and bad, but, you know, I can't help but really kind of just, my heart goes up to him and obviously his family because it's so tragic. And, you know, thankfully I avoided that. But I just can't imagine, you know, those kids who will never really know their dad and, you know, a young couple where obviously now there's a widow who lost her husband and just the tragedy of that. So, you know, people can have kind of different views on that. I know some people think you shouldn't kind of valorize people in death, but, you know, there is a human element. And I think we need to remember that because ultimately, you know, we want to be better than the people that we're competing against in the marketplace of ideas. Like, you don't want to lower yourself to their level and kind of get into the spiral of justifying violence because that's going to lead to a society that none of us want to live in.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. Hey, thank you so much, Aaron. We'll talk to you soon.
Yep, thanks for having me on.
That's Aaron Rupar. Check out his newsletter. Does a fabulous job, public notice. Give him a follow on Twitter as well. All the socials, just a really good dude with the great information. All right, 651-461-9226. We'll get to headlines. That's next here on The Lake Show. All righty, we're going to get into headlines here real quick. But also, like I referenced last hour and also just recently with Aaron Rupar last segment, that there was a school shooting today in Denver that has been kind of swept to the side with the whole Charlie Kirk news. And we mentioned it a couple times, but at this current time, there were three students that were critically wounded in a suburban Denver high school shooting. We do not know the status. We don't know grades. We don't know names. We don't know anything. We just know that we have another school shooting and another school shooting way too much. That's what we know.
Yeah.
So, this show has not ignored anything. Every hour of the program tonight, we brought up another school shooting, which is very unfortunate.
Yeah, and there are reasons why Charlie Kirk is a talking point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's the bigger picture with the influence. Unfortunately, that's how this works. And it's not fair. It sucks, but that's just the way the world. It's just the way that it is. It's not fair. It's not right.
Yeah.
But that's just what happens.
And real quick, I'm going to start blocking people that are trying to insinuate that the violence in America is based on transgender people. We're not doing that here. We'll make sure that you're blocked, that you can't text any of the shows for this station ever again, because that's not a thing. If you hate transgender people, keep that to your damn self. Don't bring it here. It's on you.
Fair enough. Hey, earlier today, Amazon Zooks launched its robot taxi service in Los Angeles, or Las Vegas, offering free rides through parts of the entertainment mecca for anyone willing to gamble on the safety of the driverless vehicle. The Las Vegas debut of Zooks' long-planned ride-hailing service reflects their Amazon-owned robotaxi, their makers' confidence in the safety of its boxy vehicles after 2 years of testing them in the city. Now, the robotaxis initially were only available to employees in Las Vegas before gradually expanding to friends and family members. Now, anyone with the Zooks app will be able to request a ride to 5 designated locations, including Resorts World, the Luxor Hotel, New York Hotel. Basically, all rides are going to be provided for free for at least the next few months to help promote the existence. And it's operating 50 vehicles in Las Vegas and San Francisco, most of them in Nevada.
So, this is interesting, because I saw this.
I was going to ask.
At NBA Summer League. Yeah. No. Walking out of my hotel, I saw it multiple times. And I'm like, what the heck is that? Now, there was nobody in it, but I saw it. Right there on the strip.
That would creep me.
It looked cool, but I was like, eh.
But it's Vegas, so I really shouldn't be surprised. Hey, and Patricia Arquette understands the need for more from Lumen Industries. In a recent interview, the Oscar and 2-time Emmy winner, who's again nominated for TV's biggest honor, for she plays Harmony Cobell on Severance, said that fans won't have to wait that long. But, they had to wait 3 years between other seasons. I hope it's not that long, because it's a great show on Apple. 27 Emmy Award nominees, including Best Actor and Adam Scott, Britt Lower and Best Actress, John Turturro, Trammell Tillman, Best Supporting Actor, Best Supporting Actress, Patricia Arquette. It's a great show.
I have not seen it.
It's
you're a fan.
It's kind of trippy, but it's a good show. Very
All
good.
All right. Coming up next, we have to start rethinking who the Associated Press voters are in sports. We'll get to that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.